Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city in New York. You know we got a bunch of big shots. And right now I got to give the big shot of the night to the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Evan and Tiki bump. I don't know. Evan's got some mojo with the Mets. My Mets Bible. Evan was in attendance with the fam. Evan had Pete Alonso on afternoon drive and interviewed him, and I think it helped. He had a three-hit night tonight, drove in a run, and this was a must-win game for the Mets. I know there's no must-win games, and it's a must-win game because if you lose this game, you lose your second series to the Atlanta Braves. You lose this game, you don't reclaim first place. You lose this game and you lose Griffin Canning, and you just feel terrible about where you are at this point of the season. It's another loss in their last 10, 12, 15 games. That did not happen. Resilient win by the Mets, and you got to give credit to Carlos Mendoza and this Mets bullpen that said, hey, come on, guys, not what we expected. But Austin Warren goes out there, does what he has to do. Dednil Nunez does what he has to do. Ryan Stanek goes out there, does what he has to do. And then Edwin Diaz closes the door. They give up three hits. No runs. And they send the Braves to wherever the Braves are going to next. 888-808-1009 inside the 10 p.m. hour on the fan. The Knicks did make a pick. So they traded the pick to the Clippers that we announced, the kid from Nevada. Let me go back here and pull this up. Rami and I were just talking about this. One, somebody in my chat says something along the lines of like, how do you make a pick without having a head coach? You don't need the coach to tell you who to pick, especially when you're picking at 51, 52. And the Knicks take this kid, and Rami, read what you just read his description about him. His name is Mohamed Diawara. Coming out of France. France has a lot of players coming into the NBA.
I think he's 6'8 with a 7'4 wingspan. Defensive guy, very switchable. He's certainly a project. Didn't shoot well from the field or from free throw the last season he played overseas. But he's going to go to the summer league for the Knicks, and they expect him to, I guess, be a project.
Okay.
Has potential, they said, because of his ability to be a playmaker, to be a point forward type guy.
Okay, not
and
Frank.
And he definitely has size and great defense. He's a defensive-minded guy.
Not the next Frank Ntilikina. Not the, I'm thinking of other French players. Not Evan Fournier. Isn't Evan Fournier French? What other French Nick players have been here in recent time? I don't know. But France is, they have a pipeline. The Nets drafted a French player. They have a lot of French players coming into the NBA. Obviously, Wemby is the most popular one in him. Him going number one overall. But yeah, that's where we're at. 888-808-1019 as we get ready to take calls from Mets fans about this Mets game and reacting to that. I'll give you some more background on what went down in Citi Field. But we also were talking about the Knicks draft and the Knicks coach. Let's get back to the phone with Jose out in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose? You're on the fan.
Oh, good evening, KM, and nice to meet you. First time calling, been listening for a while, and I really enjoy your Yankee post and everything. And as much as me and you have been to a lot of Yankee games, I'm surprised we have not ran into each other at the bleachers.
Well, but, appreciate it, man, and there's still time. I'm sure I'm not hard to find out there. I'm sure you'll catch me if you go the rest of the summer. Not this weekend, I'm not planning on going, but sometime soon.
All right, cool. So I gotta definitely chime in on the Knicks situation, and I'm actually a little perplexed with the draft pick. Before I get to the coaching, I'm perplexed with the draft pick because the kid that they drafted from Nevada, I was actually like, people were kind of, you know, posting and eyeing him up, you know, pre-draft, and for me to find out that they just drafted him, and then it sounds like another developmental guy, while the other kid looked like, while there were other, you know, shooters who were shooting, you know, who were shooting at a much better percentage. It's just like, okay, let's see if this works out, but we will see. But when it comes to the coach thing, honestly, I'm at the point where with the Tibbs and with the media and how the media is trying to make fun of it and all the people. And what is funny is all the people who said, you know, Tibbs runs his players to the ground and he plays them too many minutes. They're the ones that are all saying, wait, why'd you fire Tibbs? And I'm just like, hey, look, it's all hilarious. People can keep dragging it, but at the end of the day, the people like myself who did want it to change, because we did see the writing on the wall, and now it took like 5 years and so many exit interviews from all the previous 4 years to finally figure it out. You know what? It is what it is. Y'all guys can keep dragging it, and I'm just gonna keep having fun with the hilarity, because I am enjoying this conversation.
Thanks for the call, Jose. 888-808-1019. I mean, the Knicks can't win in the court of public opinion, and especially with the media and the national media and Knicks haters. I was saying that during the run. I remember during the run, I think during the Pacers series, definitely during the Celtics series, maybe even in the Pistons series, I was like, you don't need to hate on your own team. The Knicks have so many built-in haters in their fan base, and haters nationally that don't want to give you any respect. So right now they're looking at you and they're saying, you know, the same people that said Tom Thibodeau, you know, wouldn't play nine guys in a baseball game. The same people that criticized Tom Thibodeau saying that he ran his players in the ground, same old Tibbs, he's not going to win anything. They're the same people saying, why'd you fire him? Oh, now there's a clear path. This is Tom Thibodeau's team. Should have let him finish the job. All in all, they just have to hire the next coach that these players vibe with, the next coach that can handle the spotlight and the pressure of being the New York Knicks head coach with the expectation of getting to the finals. And I think the biggest thing is they got to build the bench and have a coach that'll play the bench, because you can't have guys getting to the finish line and getting hurt. You can't have guys in the playoffs next year running out of gas or having little soft tissue injuries where it's like, you know, the Knicks, we're going to do it, but this guy popped his Achilles, or this guy strained his hamstring, or this guy rolled his ankle. Like, they need to play the bench through the regular season this next season, because the regular season is not going to matter. They need to be ready to run through the East. The writing is on the wall. 888-808-1019, and the writing is on the wall for the Mets to continue to battle in the East. And it was a rough week, a rough little stretch here, but right now, the Mets get that win, and they're a half game up in first place over the Philadelphia Phillies, who, you know, they had a rough stretch this last, you know, series against the Astros. They got swept by the Astros. They couldn't score. They put up one run today. But if I go back to my notes, I think I clipped this. I specifically did, because earlier today, the Phillies scoreless drought has now reached 22 innings, their longest since 2018. Like, the Phillies were going through a scoreless drought like the Yankees had went through. It's baseball. It happens to everybody. But yes, the Mets win. Here come some calls on the Mets. If you're at Citi Field and you're in the car, tell us what the vibes are like, what the energy was like in there. 42,000 plus showed up to get that bucket hat. I don't know how many people actually got them, but let's hear from the Mets fans after that big win to split the series against the Braves. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Keith. How are you this evening?
Good.
Keith, I watched the game. This is my take on everything. Pete Alonso got going finally. Three hits. Big difference. And they were able to move runners. And they got hits when it counted. So hopefully it'll keep going. And coming into Pittsburgh, I'm looking for them to take 2 out of 3. Have a good evening. Bye now.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, 2 for 8 with runners in scoring position. And I give credit to Evan. Of course, I'm going to lean that way, sitting here in the Mike Francesa studio, but in the studio that they have Evan and Tiki on SNY. Evan's giving these guys a bump. When they won on Saturday, Carlos Mendoza came to Fanatics Fest and did the Rico Bronya podcast, then went back down there. They had a win. They had a great game.
I think he heard Pete heard Tommy's lineup idea and was like, I better score some runs before someone considers this.
Yeah, Pete's fine batting cleanup, and he comes through, and he needed to come through. Soto was coming through. McNeil comes through tonight big as well. Let's not forget about him. And, you know, going back to yesterday, playing defense out there, you know, the Mets are able to stop the bleeding. The Mets are able to kind of reverse the curse a bit. Like, okay, yes, the Braves beat them and swept them, and Atlanta took the first 2 games. But in this 4-game set, they're able to stand up. And I think the biggest thing, like I said, I gave big shout of the night to Pete Alonso, but I can't say enough about Carlos Mendoza as the manager. Like, that Griffin Canning injury delay, that was a long time. Like, that alone in the game could take the team out of it, to see a guy pop his Achilles. And let me make sure that is an Achilles. Let me make sure that they've actually, I don't know if they give us that information. Rami and I will work on getting some post-game stuff, because I'm sure they're going to ask. But like, when you see one of your teammates go down like that and get helped off like that and the game stops, that can take guys mentally out of it. And Carlos Mendoza, Steady Mendy, he had them dialed in and locked in to get that win today. And he leaned on the bullpen to go out there from the 3rd inning on and get the job done. And they gave up nada. They didn't give up anything. Dednil Nunez goes 2 innings and strikes out 4. And Edwin Diaz does what he has to do to close the door. Shout out again to Warren, Nunez, Stanek, Diaz, but really Carlos Mendoza knowing, hey, we need this win. We can't lose this series to the Braves. We need this win so we can go to sleep tonight in first place. We need this win for our fans that have packed this place for Bucket Hat Night. Evan Roberts pulled up with the fam. Evan Roberts was at the Cadillac Club with Evan and Tiki. And I think they gave him a bump, man. I think they gave Pete Alonso a little bump. Pete Alonso was talking about hitting 3 home runs in the game. We'll take 3 hits. Let's go to Chris in Brick, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I got a question for you. I listen to the fan all the time. I love your show. And it's cool because my 11-year-old son loves listening to you, too. So I give you props on that. If a manager had a war, which manager do you think this season has the best war? I know
Kevin Cash, AJ Hinch. Go on.
But how many games do you think? How many games does a manager have an effect on in today's day and age, in this baseball that we're playing? How many how many runs above the game?
I don't know how many wins above replacement, but I'll give credit to guys like Kevin Cash is working with nothing.
That's true.
And the Tampa Bay Rays always find a way, and they're winning at a ridiculous clip right now. Like, they're on a run right now, and I think a lot of that is him knowing what buttons to push, knowing what matchups to create.
What do you give, like, a Boone or Dave Roberts in L.A. with all that talent? How much are these guys having an effect on the game as a manager?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, Dave Roberts, they wanted him out of there, but he's got so much talent. It's not hard to, you know, drive a Ferrari fast.
Exactly.
And, I mean, with Boone, who I'm a Yankee fan, so I don't miss a game. I'm watching the game. Boone doesn't get credit for little things as far as, like, who to pinch hit, pinch run for, or when to take a guy out when it works. Boone gets hated on when it goes wrong. But I just think there's so many times where we see him get outmanaged, or him get, you know, in the chess game, lose the chess game to another manager like an Alex Cora. I don't know. It's tough. Good question, though, Chris, and thanks for the call. And shout out to your son. You know, I got the kids on lock. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the voice, the lingo. I always meet fathers who are like, yeah, my kid actually listens to the radio when you're on. Like, yeah, my kid likes your show. Like, at night when we're in the car, they'll actually listen to the fan. I'm like, thanks. I'm trying to get to the point. My son doesn't want to listen to me in the car. My wife drove back from the Shore area a couple weeks ago, and I came home. And I was like, do you guys listen? She's like, yeah, but Jack didn't want to. Jack at first was like, oh, da-da voice. But he didn't want to listen to the whole show. He listened to me enough. He wanted to listen to the Blippi soundtrack. So, yeah. Anyway, 888-808-1019. You know, managers that make decisions with the lineup, with the when to take out or when to let starting pitchers go. Like, you know, Mendoza, I gave Mendoza credit for, like, letting David Peterson go. When he let David Peterson throw that complete game and save the bullpen, like, that's great. You know, Boone won't get credit for the good things. He's only going to get credit for the bad things. That's a great question. I have to think on it more. But immediately, the first two guys that came to mind this year, Kevin Cash and A.J. Hinch. The Detroit Tigers, the first team to 50 wins. The Detroit Tigers, like, from what they did last year, they have picked off where they left off, and, like, they find ways. I'll think more on it. But Kevin Cash with Tampa, always working with less. And, like, Kevin Cash in Tampa, they're playing at George M. Steinbrenner Field, yo. They don't even have home field advantage. They're playing in a spring training ballpark that's not their own. And they're 46-35, right on the Yankees' heels. Or, like I said, it rubbed me the wrong way to read that they're having preliminary conversations about where they're going to host the ALCS World Series. I'm like, that means they're already thinking, like, yeah, whatever, when we beat the Yankees and it's us hosting the American League Championship and us going on to the World Series, where are we going to play? We can't play in the Yankees spring training facility. 888-808-1019. Speaking of managers, I think we have some audio coming in, working with Rami while I'm live. And looking up some stuff on my own. We want to hear from Carlos Mendoza after the win, but specifically we want to hear the status of Griffin Canning. I'm saying Achilles because that's what Twitter was running with. It looks like an Achilles. It looks like an Achilles. Rami, if you have Carlos Mendoza talking about Griffin Canning, let's play that.
We think it's an Achilles. He's getting an MRI. We're waiting for the result, but it looks like an Achilles. Horrible, you know. Sucks. You hate to see it, especially the way he went down right away. Feel sorry for the guy, especially how big he's been for us and the way he's been throwing the ball the whole year. Unbelievable job, you know. Once Griff goes down, like, yes, you hate to see it, but in the back of my mind, it's like, how are we going to get through nine?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Innings here. I was watching the play, and before you know it, I see him on the ground, and it's not a good feeling there. I wasn't even watching him. One of your teammates go down like that, and then the way he couldn't walk off the field. It's a hard feeling for all of us there. But again, good job by the guys, and we were able to get the job done today.
Okay, there you have it from Mets manager Carlos Mendoza after the Mets win 4-0 against the Braves to split the series. They lose Griffin Canning to an Achilles injury, which will end his season. But in the moment, they were able to shake it off. They were able to have a bullpen game and do enough at the plate tonight to get the win. And it's a big win. It's a big win in front of 42,000-plus. And, before you go on the road to have a happy flight, let's go to Rich and LIE on the fan. Rich, you were at the game.
Hey, how you doing, man? Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I'm driving home on the LIE back to Westbury. Was a great atmosphere, great game. Just hate the Braves. 20 years of getting spanked by those guys. Big win. Pete, just coming through. I was kind of thinking he was going to be going yard for us tonight, but man, he just base hits, just real hard line drives. What a difference from last year. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think, you can expect to see some homers over the weekend. Now, he kind of gets off the Schneider a little bit, has a three-hit game, seeing the ball. He's due to bring the power back, and what you hope is that you get the combination of him and Juan Soto hitting home runs together in the lineup.
Absolutely. It was a great game. Great win. Great win for the Mets.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Drive safe. 888-808-1019. Michael Barron writes on Twitter, "This was a big and important win for the Mets. Almost felt like a must-have after such a rough patch. Kept the Braves back, got back into first. The things that needed to go well, went well, especially in the bullpen. Now, all they can do is hope with Canning, but that wasn't good." Yeah, I just think he's done for the year, and it sucks because, you lose in a span of a couple weeks here. You lose Griffin Canning, Tylor McGill, Kodai Senga. You get Frankie Montas back, and you got to keep your fingers crossed that Frankie Montas builds off of his five innings, giving up nothing, throwing 80 pitches. You do get the setback with Sean Manaea and the loose body, and they shut him down. So, I don't know. Maybe they call up Blade Tidwell for another spot start. But now is a part of the season where, hey, David Stearns, if you can punch something up before the deadline, we're about a month away from the deadline. They're going to need some help because the pitching lab and the Mets pitching is really what got them through April and May. And now you're having injuries. And I mean, the Mets are ravaged by injuries. If you actually think about it, at least Vientos is coming back, but they don't have Winker in that bullpen. They don't have AJ Minter. They don't have Jose Siri. Manaea setback. Kodai Senga, Tylor McGill. You got to hope that Clay Holmes can push through this little bit of a wall as a starter. David Peterson's last outing, he looked like he was hurt. Mets fans, call me up, 888-808-1019. Weigh in on how you feel, because this next stretch is important as well. You got to go out to P-Town and get right against the Pirates in PNC Bank Park, and I think that's doable. You won't have to face Paul Skeens. Out there, you'll play two day games, a 4:05 start and a 1:35 start. But then when you come back, you got to face David Stearns' former team, the Milwaukee Brewers. They're no slouch. And then here comes the second Subway Series, a big 4th of July weekend against the Yankees at Citi Field. 888-808-1019. Jacob in Fairhaven on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to talk about some Yankees and Knicks. First with the Yankees. You know, you were saying with Aaron Boone, I think a lot of people, and I'll call myself that I'm included in this, there's a lot of Yankees fans out there that really are against the whole analytics thing. And I know it's part of the game, and I know it's a big part of kind of how modern baseball is now. You were kind of talking about with Dave Roberts, right? Whereas, you know, you can drive a Ferrari fast. And I think a lot of people have kind of felt that way with Aaron Boone for a long time because the Yankees have had, you know, a lot of talent over, you know, this past 5-6 years now. And I think now what you're seeing is you got guys that are hurt. You got some guys that are down. Obviously, you know, you still have the old staples, but with certain guys hurt and having to come in, you're seeing a lot of the flaws now come out in the Yankees and a lot of fundamentals, which really goes back all the way to the World Series. It goes all the way back to that. I mean, we saw in game five, game four, all the errors and so many of these.
Bro, it goes back through this whole iteration. Shout out to Sergio in my chat. He goes, I'll never forget about Davey Garcia and that move in 2020. I'll never forget about Nestor Cortez and that move in the game one of the World Series. Like that, those are analytical moves. Those are moves that it's like, yo, you're thinking too much. You're not going off of feel. You're also not going off of your own track record, right? Like Davey Garcia.
Yep.
J.A. Happ had never done that. He had never come out of the bullpen. He had never come out of the bullpen in the second inning. You got too cute. And they always get too cute. You got too cute with Nestor Cortez as well. He's a starter.
Yep.
He was off for a month. But analytics and numbers told you that this part of the lineup, this was going to work. So when I made the analogy about the Ferrari and it's easy to drive a Ferrari fast, yeah, that's in a straightaway. That's on the highway. But as a manager, you got to know where you're going. You got to know some shortcuts. You got to know how to cut through some neighborhoods. You got to know what turns are coming up and how to dip through traffic. Cause like that is the human error. That is the not human error. That's the human element. That's the feel part of the game that a lot of us feel like we're lacking at times.
Yeah. And now what you're seeing, you know, what you're seeing now is, you know, the Yankees are going through a rough patch. And now you're seeing where you got to navigate through some side streets. They're struggling to get hits. You know, in that one game in Boston, put the bunt down. Why aren't we putting the bunt down? Get the guy at third and get the guy in. It's fundamental baseball, right? But it's like, oh, the analytics is just like, let him hit. Like, no. Like, you got to feel for what the situation is.
And stop taking the bunt off.
Leave it.
We don't expect these guys to figure it out, whether it's DJ or Grisham. I don't know, man. There's a lot of little things that bugged me through this stretch of Yankee baseball, and I hope it's over. I hope that this was the stretch of the season where they had the little bit of June swoon that people were calling the Boone June swoon, where they needed to struggle a little bit because it's also humble pie. Like, let's not get that wrong, because I talked about today being a month since Memorial Day. Memorial Day is May 26th. It's June 26th, and when we checked in on the Yankees on Memorial Day, everybody was all right. Everybody was okay with where they were. We started to fall in love with this team. We're starting to talk about World Series again and them running through the American League. And now we're like, yo, you just lost back-to-back series to Boston. You lost a series at home to the Angels? You dropped that first game that you should have beat the Orioles in? No way did you actually lose the first two in that fashion to the Reds. Scoreless streak. Couldn't get a lead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god! When I heard that on the radio in the post game, I missed the game. I could not believe it. I was like, "He's going through the playbook." I'm like, "Oh no, here it comes! They're going to blow. We're going to blow this." And just one more quick thing with the Knicks, not to change subject real quick, but I just want to say, you know, I don't disagree with the Thibodeau firing. As a Knicks fan, I understand. I saw a lot of those things. I was kind of convinced, kind of after the fact, leading up to it, that maybe he was a good fit, but I have hated and I'm very disturbed by how the Knicks have gone about the hiring process of this coaching. And to me, it's got Dolan written all over it and it's really concerning. So that's all I got to say about that.
Patience, young Padawan. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Patience. That's all I can tell you, Knicks fans. Patience. You know, for the Nets, they have the right coach, but they don't have the team. They don't have the, but we feel like they have no direction. You have the team, and you have what I keep calling a clear path. It just looks like the writing is on the wall. Like, if the Knicks are healthy getting in the tournament, and the Magic are going to come up, and I don't know. I don't see that. If it's the Pacers or if it's the Cavs, I don't see it being the Pacers without their point guard, without the face of their franchise. Is TJ McConnell going to step up and lead them to the promised land? The Knicks had it this year. If that Halliburton ball doesn't bounce and go straight into, you guys know what happened. 888-808-1019, wide open. You're not changing the subject. We were talking about the Knicks. We were talking about the draft pick that they just made. We were talking about the coaching search. We just played Nico Harrison talking about how he shut down all the rumors and how Jason Kidd is going to be the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. It's all on the table. We're talking about the Yankees. And on this mental health day, it is therapeutic to get some of this stuff off our chest. It is necessary. We love the team. We expect the team to win. We expect the team to win the World Series, get back to the World Series and win it. But through this rough patch, they showed us a lot of things that we're like, oh, man, seen this before. Oh, man, this isn't new. New players on the team, but same Yankees, same mistakes, running into outs, stranding runners, swinging for the fences, can't lay a bunt down, no situational hitting. All we need is a sac fly here. Pulling guys too early. That is the thing with me. Don't. Like 88 pitches, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm getting old. 88 pitches to me for your starter. We want Lawai to come in with a clean inning. No, I want the starter to keep going. Because how do I know? Like, what? Maybe the starter could have a 3-pitch inning. Okay, and we're through to 7. We're losing. When you're losing, you need something to stabilize. And with the Yankees losing and this whole losing streak, the stabilizing factor was like, wow, look at Clark Schmidt. Look at Will Warren. Look what we're getting out of the starting pitching. 888-808-1019. Let me go to Mike in Flatbush on the fan. Mike, what you thinking about?
What's up, Keith? Before I get to my question about the injury, can you clarify? Because I don't have my phone and I'm doing dishes here. Like, I'm confused about the Knicks pick. They were picking 50 and they traded one down. Why would that benefit them? I don't understand either of them.
I don't know what they got back, but they picked the guy out of Nevada. They traded him to the Clippers, and then they went to the Clippers spot and drafted another guy. And I don't know these guys, so let me pull up the draft and their names. Mohamed Diawara is who they ended up drafting out of France. And I don't know. It's pick 51. And I would hope that they know. And that, you know, this guy is, well, he's 6'8 with a 7'4 wingspan, a big. And he was teammates with Pacome Diate. Pacome Diate, however you say his name. The guy that, you know, is a bench player that they picked last year. So maybe there's you don't need a head coach to pick a guy that is, you know, former teammate of a guy on your team. And it doesn't really mean anything. It's just someone that's probably not going to make an impact.
Yeah, they just kind of at that, you know, but you do need a GM. I mean, I think that, and you don't have to say, I don't know, you're not trying to get banned from the MSG or anybody else, but yeah, like I think a couple callers ago was calling out the owner. I think it is. I think there's a curse there. But I have a question about Achilles injuries in general. Coming back to sports, and in the last couple of years, you had major franchise-changing injuries, Aaron Rodgers, and then the two in the NBA. Not that Griffin Canning is on that level, but has it increased in the last 15, 20 years? And as a high-level athlete, like, what do athletes do to prevent? It's such a catastrophic. To lose the whole next year is so insane to me. And so if you could speak a little bit about that, like the frequency of it, is it happening more now? Thanks, Keith. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I saw today that I had in my notes that Adam Silver says that they're using AI, artificial intelligence, not Allen Iverson. Adam Silver says they're using AI to look into why Achilles tears increased this season. It's just a freak thing. But I don't. People are talking about the stress on these players and how much they've played. A guy like Halliburton, they're all talking about how he played in the Olympics and how the year before he played to the Eastern Conference Finals and this year he played to the Finals. It's just a lot of stretch. A lot of people talk about the shoes these guys wear, the newer shoes. I think I saw Cameron talking about stop wearing these low-cut shoes. And it's like, it's not just the shoes. A lot has to do with calf injuries. Or
calf strain, boom, Achilles. Calf strain, Achilles. Yes. Calf strain, Achilles. Calf strain, Achilles.
I remember Aaron Rodgers in OTAs going into the season before he strained his calf.
Correct.
And we tried not to even make anything of it. But it was like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is out. He's got a little bit of a calf strain. They're just going to wrap it up.
He had some lighter days in training camp, too.
That is a foreshadowing thing. With Tyrese Halliburton, it was like, oh, you know, he's going to play in game six. He's just got a calf strain.
Calf strain, boom, Achilles. Calf strain, Achilles.
First quarter of game seven, the Achilles is gone. And I don't wish that on anybody. I hope to never even, like, your Achilles goes? I can't imagine. That's why that video with Kobe, when he popped his Achilles and he goes back to shoot the frizz, like, that's such a legendary video. It's like, ow. Ow! Like, I can't imagine the pain. And now it seems so regular in sports. And then, like, I the other day I was talking about how Aaron Rodgers and his Jedi mind tricks, he had us all fooled, huh? Not me. Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had y'all thinking he was coming back to play in week 10 after popping his Achilles week 1. No way. All right. Time is flying. I'm running out of time. I've got an hour and, like, 15 minutes left, and I want to get to these calls. Mets fans, call me up. I know a lot of Mets fans. There must be some type of group chat out there where they're like, whatever you do, do not talk Mets with Keith McPherson. But I always get some people that are outside of the group chat to call in and talk about the game. I can do it on my own. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. And I actually am never rooting for you to lose to the Braves. Like, that was a must win, and they got the win. So we'll continue to talk about the Mets. Of course, I'm taking these Yankee calls, as people have been weighing in all night, this mental health day, where you don't got to watch the Yankees leave runners on. You don't got to watch the Yankees pull the starter early. You don't got to watch the Yankees strike out, not lay down bunts, not have any situational hitting and stuff like that. We can just talk about where we are. It's kind of a state of the franchise type of night while the Knicks make a draft pick and look for their next head coach. No more calls on the Brooklyn Nets. That's where we're at for the rest of the time. KM to AM returns right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And just like that, we're back on The Fan in New York, 888-808-1019. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, taking your calls and talking about the same thing that we talk about. You guys never get tired, huh? You guys don't ever get tired of talking about the same teams and the same sports and leagues and the same players. It just goes on and on and on. Okay, I'll be your Huckleberry. I'm down. I do the same thing, too. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County on The Fan. What's up, Ross?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How you feeling about that Mets victory? I feel like it was a bigger one in this calendar year, in this season.
I think I talked to you last night. I said, you know, you can't get out of this, what was it, 3-3-4? The two against Atlanta, the series against, you know, down in Philly, too. You can't really shape it up any which way, shape, or form to be a successful run, you know, obviously. But the fact that you leave the last four splitting against Atlanta, at least in the home set, is probably the closest thing you're going to get to a moral victory. And I know it can, and going down, it's a little bittersweet. You know, with that being said, as bad as he was for the past month, he was kind of the one of the most recent names thrown into, like, the David Stern miracle finds list, you know what I mean? And I can't believe, you know, not only did the bullpen hold it down in essentially what wound up being a bullpen game, but how they didn't really have to run through some of their, you know, most important arms. I mean, having to use Diaz in a non-save situation, but just kind of holding the wind down, you know, with how circumstantial everything wound up being, you know, it showed some life for the team. And, hey, I heard some, you know, some people were talking about the two wins in this strat were against, like, rookie pitchers or pitchers with, like, little to no experience. Grant Holmes is a pretty damn good pitcher. He's kind of like the Schwellenbach of this year. I don't know if you saw his last – I think it was his last outing. Struck out 15 guys in a loss against Colorado. And even saw some of the stuff he had tonight was nasty. So the fact that they beat him, no less, not like just like some scrub like yesterday making his debut, I think. You know, it's as close as you're going to get to a moral victory with this, with the way this Mets team's been playing lately.
Yeah, had every reason to go in the tank losing Griffin Canning. Had every reason to fold and lose that series to a Braves team that has owned them, and they decided tonight's not the night. And I give a lot of credit to the Met fans that showed up, 42,000 plus in attendance. I give a lot of credit to Carlos Mendoza talking those guys through it and pressing the right buttons with the bullpen. All those guys came in and struck guys out. They played defense behind them. Warren gives you 2 1/3. Nunez, 2 innings. Stanek, an inning. Diaz, an inning. Shut up.
Stanek looked nasty. Stanek, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's like perennially, oh, especially in the post, like he's like filthy in the postseason and like BP in the regular season. You know, last couple of years speaking, especially here in New York, I've never seen anybody just like turn a switch come playoff time like he did last year. I don't know if you remember, like him and Maton basically switched. Maton was great regular season, crumbled. Stanek was vice versa, and so far to this point in this season, he's basically been BP, like I said. So, like, the way he got, I think he struck out the side, or at least the last strike at him, and he had this nasty sinker to close it out. I mean, if you could see that moving forward, because, like, kind of on another point, you know, you're talking about winning tonight, Cannon going down, Manaea just got set back even more on that same token. It always, you know, with Manaea, just as it seemed like he was making progress, because shut down again with the loose bodies or whatever the hell. And on that same note, Senga, you know, we saw last year got set back not once but twice with both injuries. You remember the arm fatigue? It was supposed to be like a week or two. We didn't see him until early to mid-July. And then he pitched those 5 innings. That was a party, like 8-0. Nothing could go wrong that night. And then it wasn't an Achilles, but he had a similar injury, even though this injury he's had this year. So who knows if his ETA is ever going to be correct, just kind of like Manaea. So if you're looking at the rotation right now, it's basically Montas, Clay Holmes, and Peterson. I mean, you're probably going to have a couple bullpen games thrown in here and there. So I don't know. We got to get these guys back fast, especially Mania. I don't know what, like I said, you got to take every ETA and progress you hear with a grain of salt, because of Senga last year, Mania was even supposed to be like a month worst case scenario, and we're going into July. We still don't know when we're going to see him. So they got to get and obviously the deadline coming up, who knows? You know, Stearns, you hear a lot of stuff, like for every Miracle, Holmes, and Canning, like these under-the-radar guys that work out, people talk about a guy like Corbin Burns is like reason 101 why you don't pay a guy long-term, because, you know, Arizona's not going to have him for another 2 years. But at the same time, how many times are you going to be able to work this out? Like, even going back to Quintana and Severino last year, how many times are these under-the-radar guys going to work out? But who knows, man? They got to get the rotation to shape. Can I get a quick All-Star game point in?
Really? Yeah, quick? Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that. I was just going to bring that up. You know, and we are at the halfway point. The All-Star break is always looked at as the halfway point in the season. But, you know, teams have played 82 games as of today, and we are at the halfway point. And now the All-Star ballot with all the voting, we have the finalists now. Go on.
I know you've kind of been the voice to, like, the not just the local teams, the whole MLB back when you were doing off-base. You definitely know the name. I'm not sure everybody here does, and they should. The fact that James Wood isn't on the finalist list is a travesty. Doesn't do it justice, bro. Everybody talks about PCA because of the Met aspect. And you know, I'll even say for every PCA, there's a Kelenic and a Jimenez and guys that don't work out. PCA has been great in his own right. James Wood's probably been everything and that. They talk about like young studs, young outfielders in the NL. The fact that he isn't, and you know, kind of a New York tie as well with the Soto return. People talking about, you know, in hindsight, Padres not keeping Soto long-term, what they gave up for a year and a half of Soto. Talking about Mackenzie Gore, Abrams, James Wood, and as good as Gore's probably a dark horse Cy Young candidate. Abrams, one of the best young shortstops in the league, and James Wood still takes the cake. And the fact that he's not even a finalist for the All-Star game is a joke. And even, you know, just speaking of the name Juan Soto, he should have been there. I know he's there for the name recognition, big market. Hell, Kyle Tucker, I don't even think should be there over James Wood. But you're talking about Jackson, Merrill, Churio. I mean, some of these younger outfielders that are, you know, on the cusp, they're already all-stars, you know, borderline all-stars. James Wood's probably going to be a multi-time MVP winner down the road. He won't win it this year, obviously, but you could see, like, a resemblance and could make a dark horse case for him this year. And him not even being a finalist is crazy, man.
Who's maybe voting for him, bro? The Nationals fans, nobody. They're not moving like that. The Padres fan, like, they're, you know, we see him, and he's having a hell of a start to this year. But it's based off votes.
Yeah, man. And I think you got to be, like I heard you and Rami talk about it before, like a Cal Raleigh. If he's not on the cusp of 35, 40 homers as a catcher up until this point, he's probably not even getting talked about. It's just like what he's been doing. Because look at, like, the Kirk's been having a good year, but him being the other catcher, you know, the other finals catcher in the AL, there's really not a lot to pick from. You'd think, like, going into the year, a guy like Adley or Salvia, Adley's been down the whole year, and I think he's hurt actually right now. Perez, you think a guy like Salvador Perez too, but the numbers Cal Raleigh's putting up kind of makes up for the small market aspect. And you would think James Woods at that point too, but I guess not, because I think it's the two Cubs, Soto, Andy Páez talking about like an under, you know, a dark horse story this year.
And but he's, you know, a Dodger
coming out of the blue. Yep. That's the thing. Yep, Teoscar. Well, Teoscar's great. This, by the way, all the names people talk about, you know, you go George Springer's, you know, the whole list of the Mets that weren't in off seasons, Ohtani, Yamamoto, et cetera. Teoscar Hernandez is one we don't talk about enough, bro. You say, and you remember when I first started calling you up, I was a Blue Jay fan. He was one of my guys. I remember he won the Silver Slugger, and he went to Seattle for nothing, basically. And what he's doing with LA now is nuts.
And then they took a 1 year flyer on him with the Dodgers last year, and there were plenty of times where he was a hero and won a World Series, and he stayed with him. Ross, you're the man, bro. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I'll get more into the 2025 All Star game. I think I'm going. I think I'm not going. I would like to go. I love Atlanta. I love that ballpark. I think it's going to be a great year. I think, obviously, Judge is the number one vote getter. I think Max Fried is going to be the starter. I think I just got to figure out some stuff with who's going to watch my kid, and then I'll punch that the ticket to go to the All-Star game just for a couple days, maybe not even the game. Like, when I went out to Seattle, I remember leaving the morning of the game because I'm like, I don't need to watch this game. I end up watching the start of the game at Newark Airport, you know, after the plane landed. But yeah, we'll get to that in 11 o'clock hour. Traditionally, I do open mic where anybody can call up with sports topics and bring them to the table. My topic will be, you know, the All-Star game, the festivities around the All-Star, and where we are with this ballot. But let's get to these calls, man, because I don't want to leave you guys hanging. I'll be out of here in an hour, and I don't want to leave anybody left on the phone. Izzy in Brooklyn is on the fan. Izzy there?
Izzy's here. What's up, buddy? What's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
Man, I sit here in my living rooms. I'm retired now from DOT. I tell you, man, watching these Yankees of mine, you know, I was so spoiled from the 90s.
Yep.
Watching Aaron and coaching his team. I tell you what, I was a Brooklyn. I had Brooklyn champs, little league teams. Damn it, I think I could do a better job. Why is everybody swinging for the fences with bases loaded? It's like their heads swell up. No suicide squeeze. They don't do no small ball. Everything is.
They want to be the hero every time. They're swinging out of their shoes, and I'm like, man, is Boone tapping them before they come out of the dugout? Like, hey, not too much, man. Just a little bit. Put the ball in play.
Anthony Velpe, bases loaded the other day, swinging for the fences. He's coming out of his shoes. What are you doing? A basic single to get you two runs in.
Yeah, trying to be the hero. Not just him. Stanton, Judge, Jazz, Wells. Wells pissed me off the other day with the pop-up he had to right field. I'm like, bro, what are, like, first pitch swinging? How many times do we have to see this? Izzy, appreciate you, man. You want to talk about being spoiled? I talked about how, like, my generation, I'm a millennial. We are brainwashed, or were. I think we're coming out of it. We were spoiled. Like, the first season I played baseball and watched baseball was 1996. So think about the Yankee dynasty, the Yankee run that I saw. I thought every fall was, we're going to the World Series. I vividly remember playing football as a kid and, like, coaches shutting practice down. Like, hey, yeah, we gotta shut this down. Everybody got to get out of here so we can go home and watch the Yankees in the postseason. I remember seeing the papers. I remember just the smell in the air when more Yankee hats were popping up, jerseys were popping up. I remember people talking about, yeah, we're going up to the game. I never was going up to the game. We couldn't afford it. But I remember hearing, like, oh, yeah, our dad's got tickets. We're driving up to the Yankee Stadium tonight. Like, wow. Wow. It was just a given. Every year they were either going to be in the World Series or win it or close. American League Championship. Now every year they're in the postseason. Every year they're close. But the feeling isn't so much that they're going to win because this is a drought. The feeling is more, what are they going to do to shoot themselves in the foot? How are they going to fail next? How are they going to stop themselves? How are they going to get cute? What decisions are they going to make that damn them? Is Judge going to be clutch? Are they going to hit enough? Do they have, you know? And here we are again. And I think Yankee fans that get annoyed at this little stretch, like Izzy just talked about watching these games. Man, I'm watching these games in my apartment and I'm like, they are killing my faith and my hope of what this year could be. Because with new faces, new players, they're still the same Yankees of this era. You can call them the Aaron Boone Yankees. I don't want to put it all on Aaron Boone because he's in lockstep with the front office, with Cashman, and how they want him to do their bidding. But I feel like these Yankees are such a participation trophy era Yankees. They're not even millennials. What's the next group under? Like, they are the Gen Z Yankees that walk around and benefit off of the Yankees that I grew up watching in the late 90s, 2000s. They have made it so whenever they enter Great American Ballpark or Camden Yards or anywhere on the road, they've got a ton of fans chanting for them. They got a ton of fans rooting for them. But they ain't won anything. Ricardo's down in Long Branch from where I'm from on the fan. What's up, Ricardo?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Great to hear from you. You guys are, you're doing a great job tonight, as always.
Thanks.
I wanted to call, and two things I want to bring up. The first thing is, you know, I went to the Yankee game the other day, and we're all there. It was really hot. I mean, it was Saturday. I mean, it was really hot, and Smith is just doing the job. And I was like, yes, we are up. We're doing great. And everybody was excited. I mean, the Audi Club, I had moved because it was so hot. And people were like, we're just staying because we really and truly want to see a no-hitter or something. And then all of a sudden, he was pulled. Everybody was livid. This guy ran into the bathroom. I mean, livid, screaming, saying, why did they do that? And I'm like, come on, give us something to cheer about. Even if give us an opportunity to clap him. Bring him back. Give him a curtain call saying, but you just pulled him and bring some guy that nobody knows who he is. I don't know who the hell this
JT
is.
JT Brubaker.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect, Mr. Brubaker, but come on. I would rather you let Smith stay, maybe throw one pitch, and then you just come out and touch him on the back and say, good job. The crowd would all stand up, and we would give him the best ovation, standing ovation, because we've not been winning before that game. We've been doing really bad. The fans are just not happy. And I'm like, you know, give us an opportunity to cheer and celebrate and clap for doing a good job. You know, they didn't do that, you know, but they won. And I was very disappointed with that. And this is what we're talking about, Aaron Boone. I have not been on the Aaron Boone bandwagon. I've been against Aaron Boone since 2018 or 2019. I mean, I think he's great people skills. You know, I'm in HR. People skills is great. Culture, keeping the team together, supporting them. However, as a manager, it is your job to manage in the bad time, in the critical time, when you don't have the right players. You always won't. When you don't have the right pitching staff or the bullpen looks weak, you need to know when to pull the players or when to pull someone or bring them in. But he consistently struggles with that. And I think it's just his skill set is not there. He's not a tactician. And I think they really have to be honest with themselves about, I mean, yeah, you're great at managing people, but you're not good at when it comes down to managing the game, managing the.
Thanks for the call, Ricardo. We're up against the break in the update. Quickly, I'll give you my rebuttal. I've said it all week. I had no problem with Aaron Boone taking out Clark Schmidt. He had to. That was his career high, 103 pitches. Also, Brian Hoke reported yesterday that the Yankees are giving Clark Schmidt an extra day off. And with this day off today, you know, Aaron Boone said Clark Schmidt's recovery had been slow from his last start, throwing 103 pitches, going seven innings. That's different than the Carlos Rodon situation, throwing 88 pitches. It's hot as well. When Carlos Rodon was out there, it was hot. When Clark Schmidt, and I know selfishly as a fan, you go to the ballpark, you want to see history, but they made the right decision there because the Yankees won. They lost, and they immediately gave up the runs that were on the board when they pulled Carlos Rodon. That's a different type of thing. I put that on Rodon and Boone. They should have pushed him a little bit. 888-808-1019. Last hour I've got on the fan coming up. Open mic time. We'll get to all of your calls. Keith McPherson on the fan. Back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.